Perhaps the news story that has the greatest impact on the WBAI listening community is the story of WBAI, your radio station, which is currently facing one of the greatest challenges of its existence. Right now, we face the very real possibility that we will be going off the air, possibly for good, because of the loss of our transmitter site at the Empire State Building. We're in this situation for many reasons, but primarily and most recently because of the impact of Hurricane Sandy. The hurricane, as many of you know, flooded our building, throwing us off the air in the middle of a fun drive, leaving us without telephone service for weeks and making it impossible to produce the kind of radio you, our listeners, have come to expect from us. Combined with rising rental costs for our offices on Wall Street and for transmitter space on the Empire State Building, the effect of the hurricane exacerbated what was already a difficult situation, and so we moved. We moved to two locations, administrative offices downtown, studio space at City College. Our engineers are working feverishly to get both those locations up to speed. We in the news department at the moment are producing our stories and our entire program off-site on our computers at home. We're hoping to complete construction of a new newsroom at CCNY in the coming days. But as hard as many people are working, that may never happen, because we now must come up with $200,000 by the end of the month, or the Empire State Building will shut down our transmitter. Staff members generally knew we were struggling financially, but the severity of the situation was driven home late last week when we attended a meeting in which the Pacifica Foundation's executive director, Summer Reese, laid out what we are facing in regard to the possible shutdown of our transmitter at the Empire State Building. Here's Summer Reese speaking on this morning's edition of Wake Up Call.
People may not understand, this isn't a typical, you know, just a back rent situation. This is a situation where if we don't make the demand, they can break our lease. It's that simple. I mean, it's like once it's done, it's done. And this is New York City, where there aren't a lot of alternative locations to put a transmitter. So it isn't, it's a do or die situation with the transmitter. If we are out of that transmitter, we are off the air. And the likelihood of being able to get back on the air without broadcasting is so remote. To even find an alternative location, and I mean, they're just not there. This is New York City. You have tall buildings here. We are on a tall building. We are on the Empire State Building, where we have excellent reach and excellent coverage, and there are only one or two other sites in all of the New York City area, and they have other people's radio stations on them, and none of them have that kind of coverage. And if we end up out of there, there is no telling whether this station will go back on the air.
Beyond the $200,000 needed to keep broadcasting from the Empire State Building, says Reese, the station must raise an additional $300,000 to avoid staff layoffs, furloughs, or even the real possibility of a complete shutdown. WBAI is one of five stations owned by the Pacifica Foundation, which was founded by pacifists decades ago. In the past, WBAI has helped finance our sister stations when they were in trouble, and they in turn have helped keep us afloat the past few years. But with an ailing economy, we're all struggling, and the demise of WBAI could put the entire network at risk.
What affects New York does affect the rest of the Pacifica Foundation. The debts here, creditors coming after us, that can have a tremendous effect on the rest of the network and our ability to continue as an organization and withstand this sort of crisis. So, I mean, the hurricane basically, you know, exacerbated a very expensive situation. We were already looking at a building to buy before it occurred, but because of it, it just, you know, it swept us out of our building, and now we find ourselves in this state of displacement, having a very difficult fund drive, having a lot of trouble, you know, dealing with using a call center instead of our own people in a volunteer phone room where WBAI listeners get to talk to each other, and all of these things. And yet the staff has been struggling through valiantly. Everyone has been, you know, working night and day to keep us alive and on the air. And now we need the listeners to do the same. And we know a lot of you have given already and have given in the past. And it's, you know, we have to ask you to give again. And only about 10% of our listeners actually ever give. 10%. We need the other 90% to step up. If there's one show you like on this station, one,
whatever it is,
donate, please, now, because you risk losing WBAI forever. You risk a complete shutdown.
If there is a silver lining to our current situation, it is the fact that we have made significant steps toward acquiring a permanent building. But that acquisition cannot go forward unless the station survives our most immediate threat, the loss of our transmitter site at the Empire State Building. And so our executive director, Summer Reese, and staff are asking you, our listeners, to step up and help, as you always have in the past. We've set up a call-in number specifically for help with the transmitter. It is 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. Ask for the transmitter fund. And for those who listen on the web, you can go to www.givetowbai.org. That's www.give2wbai.org.
We need you very much right now. Everyone, this is a community and it's a family, and we need everyone to come together, get us through this crisis. We really do have a tremendous opportunity in front of us to stabilize the station and finally get into a permanent home where we're not paying nearly $40,000 a month to be on Wall Street, which was...
Ashe, hallelujah, and amen.
Amen, right. I mean, I got to tell you, on top of $50,000 in transmitter rent, another $37,500 in just studio and office rent is backbreaking. And everybody who lives in New York knows that's... like the way the New York rent market is. So owning our own building where we'll have stability and can bring the BAI family back together and reduce our fixed costs, we have an opportunity to stabilize and become, you know, the rest of the Pacifica network. Three of our stations own their buildings, and because of that, they are in a much safer condition with the vagaries of the economy, and that's what we want to have in WBAI also. But we absolutely have to meet this threshold, get our transmitter rent current, catch up with these bills that have accrued during the hurricane period, because all of this, like the back rent, is post-Hurricane Sandy. This is what's happened to us dealing with moving to two separate locations and moving an entire radio station in a matter of weeks out of our old facility.
And, says Reese, the silencing of WBAI could have national implications.
Things can disappear overnight, and they have been rapidly.
Media, and they do.
Yeah, media consolidation has been eating up various small radio stations. They have been dropping during this economic crisis steadily all over the country and being snapped up by large corporate, you know who they are, you know, radio conglomerates. And, you know, we are the only radio network like us. There is no other radical, alternative, political, community, radio network in the country. We're it. Pacifica is the only place. And in New York, WBAI is the only radio station like that. So all the voices that you've ever heard that you thought were valuable and went, wow, I've never heard anything like that before. I never hear anything like that. You hear it because we're on the air. And at this point, the only way we're going to continue to stay on the air is because of your generous support. Anyone that can write a big check, please do so. And everybody else, do something. Contribute, support. It's a collective. You are part of that collective, and we will only continue if you support us at this time.
Pacifica Executive Director Summer Reese speaking on this morning's edition of Wake Up Call. On behalf of the news department, I want to urge you to support us at this critical time. Many of you who listen are with organizations that we regularly cover and whose issues are rarely, if ever, presented anywhere else. If you're with one of those organizations, please pass on our appeal to your members and to associated groups. We've been with you in many cases for years. Now we need you to stand with us. For WBAI News, I'm Jose Santiago.